Okay, so I might just get you to step back a bit.
On a strawberry farm near Bribie Island, a helicopter-style drone takes off into the sky. It's being remotely controlled by Nathan Roy, who invented and patented a system to airdrop predatory mites into the field. The bugs are about to do battle with the chemically resistant two-spotted mites that are sucking the goodness from plants in the field.
It's actually really fun, you know. You always have to have fun while you work, hey? And I think this is probably the best work I've ever done in my life.
Nathan Roy, how did you get involved in this?
I used to grow strawberries with my family for the last 25 years. And 2 years ago, we decided that we couldn't expand any further with our farm, so we decided to hop out of strawberries. My brother's going and doing turf, and I've gone into doing spreading the beneficial insects with the drone.
How does it work?
I get the beneficial insects from the insectary, which is Bugs for Bugs, and organise with the farm to turn up. So I take the insects with me and I set the drone up and mix the insects and then pour it into the spreader system that I've made. And I take off and I can go and spread the beneficial insects over all the fields.
How long does it take to complete a field?
Depends on the shape of the field. If it's a nice square block, we can get across that in about between 7 to 12 minutes, depending on what we're actually releasing. The closer we have to spread the bugs, the longer it takes.
Nathan Roy works closely with Paul Jones from Bugs for Bugs, the company which breeds the predatory mites.
The logistics of getting these bugs out, particularly in large areas, can be quite difficult. And usually the grower would employ people to put them out by hand. And that can be quite challenging sometimes, instructing people how to do it. Or sometimes they might leave the product out in the sun and kill the poor little critters. It's not like a chemical where you mix it in a tank and you spray it out in the field. So we've been doing it for the last 2 years, probably the last 12 months. It's really taken up commercially quite effectively, and the results we're finding have been excellent.
Paul Jones from Bugs for Bugs. I asked Nathan Roy about the cost effectiveness of the drones.
Well, we might be a little bit dearer, but what we're doing in strawberries is instead of being a sporadic spot all over the field, we'll be covering every square metre of the field. So we're getting a much even spread because there's good predator establishment in the fields. So that's a positive outcome from this year's trials.
How much has business grown in that 2 years since you took this plunge?
It's got pretty busy. The last 18 months I've done about 150,000 k's of driving. I've done the half the strawberry industry in Queensland for the winter crop, probably half the Queensland summer crop up in Stanthorpe, and quite a few of the strawberry growers in Adelaide. And then we've ventured off into tomatoes, and we've done a fair bit of tomatoes in the Gatton area. And we've done trials in other types of industries as well, like bananas, watermelons, pumpkins, and so forth. Anything that uses beneficial insects, we're normally able to spread.
And you're saying you've got big plans for expansion in Australia?
Well, I'm hoping to have a lot of crafts established all over Australia. So either I can have people trained up so that they can fly the drones for the farms, or I just fly in myself. And I'm in contact with places in America and over in Europe. We're regularly talking and emails and Skype phone calls, trying to organise times to fly over and do demonstrations for the farms overseas.
Which areas in particular?
Mainly strawberries in America. They're a huge industry for strawberries over there. I think there are about 20,000 hectares over there that they grow strawberries for, so that might be a big possibility for that section over there.
So are they not doing this at the moment with drones and spreading predatory bugs?
They spread predatory bugs via just people, and they just walk up and down the way that we've done it in the past. I'm the only one in the world that's really doing this type of job. The spread system that I've got, I've patented that system. So, yeah, we're still learning.
How many drones do you have now?
I've got one large one that I use all the time, and I've got several backups in case I happen to have an accident or something like that. But this last one I've had for about 18 months, and it's done about 2,000 hectare in the last 18 months, I suppose.
How expensive was it to set yourself up?
Oh, it's not a cheap exercise. It's pretty dear, yeah. About $27,000, full setup with the batteries, chargers, licensing, stuff like that.
What do you like about being able to do this?
Just get out and help the farms out, really. Come from a farming background, I understand what it's like to be under those stresses. So I've gone out and made something that I can go and help other farms, trying to streamline their businesses.